What's better than the speed and reliability of Fios home internet? Getting a $200 Verizon gift card on us when you switch to a Fios 1 gig plan, which includes a 5-year price guarantee. So head to your local Verizon store at 109 North Avenue West for details on this limited time offer. Offer ends 2/19/25. Must maintain Fios service in good standing for 65 days and register for gift card per offer terms. One offer per eligible Verizon account. See store for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Good answer yesterday from Alex Cora. He's going to work out as a third baseman. He thinks he's a third baseman.
He thinks he is. He's made that pretty clear.
We're going to let him work out there, and then we're going to make the decisions that are best for the Red Sox.
He can go out there.
Bregman
can't take all the reps.
I think after the initial shock of Rafael Devers coming out and saying, I'm not a DH, I'm a third baseman, no, I won't move. After the initial shock of that, I think Cora distancing himself from Devers is the most shocking thing going on.
That is, because it seemed like he would have his back more than anybody else, and it was sort of like, all right, if this is what's going to make the player comfortable, if we're going to get the most out of him this way, I'm not going to stand in the way. Plus, Bregman's already said he's willing to play second base. You don't really have an everyday starting second baseman as of right now. I don't think they think Campbell's ready to go right from the rip. So if Cora's just, it's like less of a headache for Cora if he just puts Bregman at second and Devers at third. Yeah. It's not the best for the team, but it's like, okay, it's easy enough.
I don't have to deal with people yelling really at me in my office. Yeah. So maybe this just points back to Cora's extension and part of why Cora is here and the money that he got, he's more management now. You know, like if you wanted, you wanted to side with the players and you wanted to do this and that, well, then you can go do that somewhere else. But if you're going to come back here, we're going to pay you the way we're going to pay you. And some feel like Cora got a bad deal. I think he was well compensated in that contract. I'm surprised the Red Sox even went there. There were no options out there for him. He's going to go to the Yankees. Wrong. No, he'll go to the Dodgers when Dave Roberts gets fired. Wrong. He'll go to the Phillies. He didn't have any options. And so he came back. He got paid through the nose. And now he's management. And so he's turning his back on a player that he's been very loyal to.
Or is he being loyal to another guy that he wanted to bring in, Alex Bregman?
Could be that.
And publicly, Bregman's saying all the right things.
Good point. Maybe he's got a longer relationship. Relationship with Bregman than he does with Devers. Maybe some of that.
He's like, I'd rather play third base. He's like, I'm willing to move, but for that guy? Like, it's one thing if I'm moving for, you know, Nolan Arenado in his prime or something.
Right.
Like, I get it. Like, he's a better third baseman than me, but he's like, what if we did a competition at spring training where you just get the fungo out and just every other, we're just taking grounders at third. Who do you think's going to win that?
Devers is like, only the ones I can get to, right?
I can't get over there.
Don't judge me on the ones I can't get to. Only the ones I can get to.
So I think Bregman would have a pretty good case to stay at third base. But Bregman's going to be a little annoyed too. Like, all right, you sign me to this deal. I'll say I'm going to play wherever. You might want to play me at third, which I'm fine with. And now this guy's going to have a problem? And then what if he has a problem with me? It's not my fault you guys signed me.
Do you think, and this is just pure speculation because we don't know. It's Jones and Keefe, by the way, on WEEI. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We'll get to the phones in a moment. You think Bregman's open to the idea of, I'll play some third, I'll play some second. Hell, you need me at short, I'll play there. Or do you think he's like,
he might be.
Give me a position.
I think you're better off picking a spot. I always thought it was tough to do that to sit on Rafaela a year ago.
Yeah.
And like Trevor Story, for example. Like Trevor Story obviously wanted to be a shortstop. Oh, this is novel. He also moved positions when he got here.
Good one.
And played second base. I mean, he got hurt most of the year like he always is. But he played second base, played a good second base. But as soon as Bogarts was gone, he was happy to go back to shortstop. So really, I think what we're finding out is every other guy on the team has moved positions. And so they've all been willing to do it. And they're all better at it than this guy who is dug in on it. So it's very strange. But no, to answer your question, I would think
he wants a position.
And just to make it fair, make it consistent for everybody involved, and especially if the position's not third, to really master second, you can't be
good
bouncing
point.
Around.
It's a good point.
Like, just take that spot and make it your own.
Because to me, I'm actually somewhat open to the idea of Bregman's flexibility could be a real bonus to the team, along with Rafaela. Durant has some flexibility. Maybe Christian Campbell does too. So I'm open to that idea. But that sounds good in theory.
Yeah.
Would that be good in practice? I don't know. Who's your opening day third base? I'm sorry. I know who yours is. Who do you think the opening day third baseman is for the Red Sox?
Devers. I think they, and part of it's going to be who's going to be your second baseman. And your best lineup is with Devers. Not your best defensive infield by a long shot, but your best lineup is Devers at third. I think they're going to kind of give in. Now, I don't know if he plays the whole season at third, and maybe there's going to be a little bit of push. Maybe Campbell is ripping the cover off it at Worcester. They're like, we got to get this guy in the lineup, and this is the obvious thing to do. Or maybe the defense just becomes such an issue that they're like, all right, dude, like we gave you a chance. We gave you a chance, but it's more of the same. So if I had to guess, it would be Devers at third.
So if I had to guess, it would be Bregman.
I hope you're right.
Based on just the way Cora answered questions yesterday, that sounds like they've already made up their mind. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. How did the Red Sox not see this coming? Who do you blame for the situation they're in, which maybe you don't even think is that big of a deal? It'll blow over. It's just a little flare-up at spring training on the picnic tables, and it'll get ironed out. But who would you blame for the spot they're in right now? With Devers pissed at the team, 617-779-7937. Calvin's in Methuen. Get us started today, Calvin.
Guys, you guys already said it. Bregman leaving in 2 years. He got the option. Why not focus, get Vladdy, and maybe the guy from the Marlins, Alcantara, and you guys do the Dominican power again.
Okay.
Got a great pitcher and two other guys that do more damage to the Yankees.
Okay, so trade for Sandy Alcantara. Let's put him to the side.
I'll take him.
The Vladdy interest, and we touched on this off the top, John Heyman, your guy, Keith.
Yeah, sure is.
Has the Red Sox at the top of the early power rankings to land Vladdy Guerrero. Bob Nightingale said it's well known that he wants to go to the Red Sox a year from now, and his self-imposed deadline has already came and went to negotiate with the Blue Jays. My guess is, by the way, if Toronto came to him and they're like, here's $400 million, he'd go, who cares about the deadline?
Yeah, he might take it.
That'd be my guess.
Although the Blue Jays seem to miss out on everybody. We make fun of the Red Sox. The Blue Jays are a finalist for every single guy and never get any of them. But I just feel like the team is pretty good, the Red Sox, right now. And if you're the favorite to land Guerrero next year, I'm not giving up anything significant for him. Like, I'll play out this season, see how it goes, and then I'll be all in. I'll be at the front of the line for Guerrero next year.
But his point is,
trade for him now.
Well, no, you can't even count on Bregman right now. Like, it's like, long term.
Well, that's the deal.
No, but I'm saying long term, you can't even count on Bregman. Now, I'm really not overly concerned he's going to opt out.
$40 million per year.
You've made the point, Keith. He'd basically have to win MVP.
Yeah.
In year one to opt out after year one.
Right.
So I'm not overly worried about it, but there is a lack of long-term security, which, again, doesn't really concern me. Worst-case scenario, he's MVP caliber and he opts out.
As I said, the one guy you do have locked up forever won't play ball with you. He won't even do what's best for the team. So, like, how good are these long-term deals?
But I guess my point, and I think what he's driving at, is are you really going to move Devers, which is a long-term consideration, for a guy who may not be here after the year? Like, I think that is a fair way to look at it. I would. I don't think Devers is going to be a third baseman much longer anyway, whether Bregman was here or not.
Yeah, but once, hopefully the dust settles and Devers calms down and just play, it just is the DH, he can DH the rest of this contract and probably be one of the better DHs in baseball. Like, that's what I'm hoping for. Right now, he's all fired up about it. Sometimes you leave kicking and screaming, but ultimately you end up doing what was asked of you in the long run. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Is this true? Vladdy already turned down $400 million from Toronto? Maybe I'm behind on my numbers.
That was the
number that came in off the top of my head.
All right.
Again, I get what you're saying.
Is it Canadian money, though?
Good point. That's loonies and toonies that he turned down. But, yeah, I don't trust the Red Sox to land him in free agency. So the one thing I would say about getting Vladdy now is you get him and you don't have to outbid everybody else. But I don't even know that Toronto would be interested in Devers. And that trade at the end of the day really is...
Yeah.
Largely a wash. I would prefer Vladdy to Devers, but that trade is largely a wash. Like, it doesn't make you head and shoulders better. It just solves a problem of an angsty player.
No, but then you have if you don't sign Guerrero right away, now Guerrero and Bregman can both walk after next year.
And then you have nothing.
Correct.
Then you go back to the kids plan.
There it is.
Campbell.
Now they're ready. Anthony. Are they ready next year? Or when are they ready?
Marzella Meyer, they'll be ready. Ray's in Maine. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah, I was wondering, what's the best metric of Devers' performance? In other words, you know, how many games offensively did he win versus his liability of his defense losing games? Is there some sort of composite plus minus like a basketball?
Well,
I'm just trying to assess the true value.
It's called WAR. I mean, that's how they would do that in baseball. I can tell you, I know the number off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Defensive run saves, he was a -6 last year. So his defense was brutal.
He's the worst defensive third baseman in the league, right?
He led the league in errors again.
Yep.
Meaning the American League. He's led the majors in errors at third base oftentimes during his career, but he's led the AL every year for like the last 7 years, I think it is.
Yeah.
Since he's entered the league. The only year he didn't is when he came up for part of his first season. So he's not a good defensive third baseman.
I was actually just looking at this morning. Devers was -0.7 WAR because I wanted to compare him to Jose Ramirez.
So he was a minus WAR player last year?
-0.7 last year. Like Jose Ramirez was 0.6. So I mean, would you kick Jose Ramirez out of third base because he's not great in the field?
Yeah. I mean, if I had Bregman, yeah.
Yeah, for Bregman. But I mean, no, he's more like your average. Also for offensive WAR, he was 43rd in baseball.
So his value, I mean, to the caller's point, his value is hitting.
He didn't play for like the last 2 months.
Yeah,
no.
His value's in his bat. Like, we all agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I think you could increase, you would take away all the negatives in his game, and you would potentially increase his strength and improve his strength by having him just DH every single day. Who do you blame for the spot they're in, Keith? I mean, is it just Devers, or do you blame the Red Sox for dragging their feet and waiting to sign Bregman until right before spring training gets going? So now this is fresh with Rafael Devers. I mean, do you blame Cora for any of it?
Well,
Breslow? Do you blame anybody beyond just Devers?
So, I put the most blame on Devers. Like, come on, dude. Like, do what's best for the team. It's not that hard. You're making all your money, and you get to really just sort of highlight what you do well. Like, to me, it seems like a no-brainer. You're not asking the guy to go play in the outfield and shag flies. Like, you're not asking the guy to catch. Like, you're asking him to hit. Just hit. And you're going to get every penny of your contract. So, I do blame him the most. However, the whole lead-up to it's been strange because, as fans from the outside, we've been monitoring the Bregman thing the whole time. Like, it wasn't a shock. It was a little surprising that they landed him, but the interest was there the whole time.
Whole time.
So, like, you had to prepare yourself for the thought that he might be here. And whenever Cora or Breslow were made available to the media, which has been a handful of times, including us talking to Breslow, you know, we've asked about Devers playing third base. And those guys were always pretty adamant that, like, he's our guy. He's the third baseman. We're not going to ask him about moving positions unless we absolutely have to. And then it was like, oh, we signed him. Oh, crap, we better go talk to Devers. Like, it just seemed like they did kind of fumble that a little bit.
Yeah, so, right. Devers is clearly the most to blame. And I would not absolve the Red Sox totally. Like, guys, you could have had Devers. You could have Bregman months ago.
Yeah.
And then Devers would have had more time to wrap his head around this, or he could have communicated it better, or at least controlled some of the behind-the-scenes stuff so it's not overflowing on the picnic table. So I would blame the Red Sox to a degree on that. Maybe their lack of communication there behind the scenes. Maybe they did communicate it, and it's still fresh, and he's pissed about it. Real quick, Nick, just to clarify the number, that was Devers' defensive WAR?
WAR.
I'm sorry, not his overall WAR.
His overall WAR was like 3.7.
Yeah, so he's still a plus player even with the net negative number on his WAR defensively, because the Twitch chat was asking about that. I was surprised he was a negative overall player.
That
makes more sense. Negative defensive WAR. Gotcha.
Yeah, but then if you just add up regular WAR for all positions, all players, he was 43rd.
Look, the strength is in his bat. That's obvious. And I'm not trading him unless he wants out and he's going to make it tough on you and really drag his feet, which is, it's difficult for a baseball player to do, Keith.
And I don't think it's there yet. Like, I don't think he wants out. Right?
I
think it's on his radar.
I don't think it's we're there yet where he's like demanding a trade, but he certainly didn't say, I don't want to trade yesterday.
No.
He said, boy, I haven't thought about that one. Huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Man. The last two years, though, have been pretty eventful.
A hall pass, Cat. I haven't thought about that one. That's very interesting. It never occurred to me. Wow. Jeez, I never spent any time thinking about that, huh?
Well, so it's funny because last year he kind of like ripped the team, you know, and we were talking about this, and like John Henry's going to be like, wait, this guy's popping off now? Like the one guy we actually paid a ton of money is calling us out for not paying other guys, and then when we do, he's even like more mad about it?
This is why I never pay anyone.
Yeah, seriously.
This is why.
Well, he might not pay another guy again, that type of deal.
No, it's true. Which is why, again, people celebrating the Vladdy interest today are getting a little ahead of themselves. 617-779-7937. Speaking of Vladdy, the Red Sox just may not be done. Where could they be looking to add? We'll get to that with all your phone calls next.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
You want to get the most for your money? Well, that's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $239 a month, or buy and get 0.9 APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number SN316458, MSRP 32295, ends 2/28/25.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe. On WEEI.
The more I think about that comment from Cora, such a weasel comment.
Man, I thought he was Team Devers.
I thought so, too. And you
know, he also got a bearing Bloom.
Well, definitely.
He never liked Bloom.
They are not aligned whatsoever. So some of that is a victory lap over Chaim Bloom.
Would Cora not have signed Devers to this deal? Did you read that at all?
Well, interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way. No.
I mean, the way he said it, he's like well, yeah,
the guy who signed him is out of here. I was a stupid contract.
It got him fired.
But so, I don't think Chaim Bloom had anything to do with the Rafael Devers contract.
No.
Nothing. That's ownership.
A couple of moves were completely out of his hands.
Yeah. So, maybe he's the one who told Devers he was going to be at third base. Maybe. But number one, the guy who Cora throws under the bus can't defend himself. And number two, what's really weaselly about it, he's like, well, there's new leadership here. Haim's not here anymore.
New sheriff in town.
It's like
John Henry, Alex Cora.
Henry, Werner, Kennedy, Cora. You guys are all still, what are you talking about?
Just new leadership. Out the bots. Then it's the same guy up there.
That's all you did. Yeah. You replaced the batteries on CB, the GM.
There's a new sheriff in town.
And that's all you did.
Yeah.
So like weasel comment, but still a good line. And it tells you, to me, where Cora is. Cora's on Bregman's side, not on Devers' side. That's why I think Bregman will be your opening day.
It's a good point. I think that might be it got less attention yesterday than Devers being so adamant that he wouldn't move on. It's a headline everywhere. I saw something like the news stations are like talking about it. You know, like not even the sports part. Like news stations, like flat. It was like on the ticker on like Channel 7.
The
morning.
Cora part?
No, Devers.
The Devers story. Got it.
That's my point. Like the Devers thing is what's getting all the attention, but maybe more surprising even is the way Cora responded to it. You know, a player not wanting to move positions. Okay, like that's one thing, and that's certainly a talking point. But then the manager, who has always had Devers' back, you know, when Devers ripped the front office last year, Cora was like, hey, you guys want a little bit more out of Devers? Here you go. This is what he's doing. When he didn't speak to the media after like a losing streak, I feel like he defended him there. Like he's always defending Devers this whole time. And this was an opportunity where he could have done it, or he at least could have kind of put the flames out a little bit. And he's like, hey, you know, you could have spun it easily. Like, he takes a lot of pride in his third base and, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, like, he wants to play there. And, like, we'll see what happens. But to be like, oh, yeah, that ownership's not here or that leadership's not here anymore.
Wild.
There's a new day. It's like, whoa. Okay.
So maybe Cora's management now. He's got his contract. So he's going to do what ownership tells him, where he had some leverage or maybe he thought he wasn't going to be back last year. So he was more free to speak his mind. Now they bought him and paid for him. So maybe it's that. Maybe it's what you brought up, Keith. longer relationship with Alex Bregman. And, you know, he was there in Houston when Bregman came up, and maybe that's part of it as well. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. Either way, I think the shift in Alex Cora is notable. I did not see this in the middle of the last segment. You told me about it when we went to break.
Yes.
The Bruins have issued an update on Charlie McAvoy. McAvoy was admitted to MGH on Monday to undergo testing related to an upper body injury sustained during the Four Nations faceoff, and is currently being evaluated by Boston Bruins head team physician Peter Asnis.
What?
A-S-N-I-S.
Fake name.
Don't get
He's
hung.
Trying to stay off
Don't
the grid?
Get hung up on that.
Because a bit of a comedian, is that what you're saying?
He will not play for Team USA in the Four Nations Faceoff Championship game on Thursday at TD Garden. The Bruins will provide further updates on his condition and status as soon as they become available. So
the Four Nations giveth and it taketh away.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, gotta do this in all sports. Have to get more competitive. And Saturday was awesome.
Saturday's a blast.
Last night, not so much.
Yeah.
But Saturday was awesome. And I think it's going to be really hard to replicate that all over again, and it's going to be borderline impossible for other sports to replicate.
And depending on who's playing in the game, too.
Because the team is, they're dropping like flies in this tournament. So there is a reason people half-ass it in the MLB All-Star Game, or used to half-ass it in the NHL All-Star Game, or in the NBA All-Star Game, or the Pro Bowl. They do it in all these sports because no one wants to get hurt. And you see what happens when guys go all out and get themselves hurt. Now, I would make the case, as a hockey fan, hockey needs this because people don't pay attention to the sport largely year-round outside of hardcore hockey fans. So the sport may need it. Oh, well. But you're lucky this isn't more significant. I say significant. I guess I don't know. But an infection to me, I'm no doctor, sounds better than like a blown-out Achilles or ACL or something like that.
Well, and this is also one of those things where you have to be on the side of caution. Like, I'm sure McAvoy wants to play in this game more than anything, but you still have the season in the NHL, like, at stake. Like, that's what pays the bills. Like, you need to be ready for that. So if it's, like, a game-time decision 50-50 for anybody, Team Canada, Team USA, that's when you got to kind of have to sit out. You know, especially if your team is still in the mix for the playoffs, like, you got to commit to that. Like, it's been fun watching this tournament, but it is tough timing having it smack dab in the middle of the NHL season, which still has to take priority. So he's going to be out, and you're right, you read infection, you're like, all right, I guess it certainly could have been worse, and maybe he'll be back. Now, who knows if he's ready to go for the Bruins' first game back after this break or not, but at the very least, he's one of now, a handful of guys that have gotten hurt in this thing.
So, Matt Tkachuk, and Bridget called in yesterday and was like, because I kind of said, oh, Tkachuk probably should be fine. This is precautionary. The game doesn't matter for the U.S. Matt Tkachuk hurt. We'll see if he can play. Bridget seemed to think he might not.
Eesh.
Brady Tkachuk left last night. Trocheck got hurt last night.
So who's going to fight Austin right off Matthew, the rip this time?
Austin Matthews late scratch. McAvoy's hurt.
Play? He's got a few more minutes in him.
Why don't all sports do this? Every sport has to do this. Best on best. The guys actually care. Oh, they're dropping like flies in this thing.
Well, also, football, how are you going to do it in football?
Can't.
Okay, you can't. Basketball, I think the Olympics are fun, and that's every 4 years. They do the World Cup every two after that or whatever, and like that's good, but you still don't have true, serious Team USA competition, right? When USA is all about it, the country thing kind of falls apart. And then in baseball, they try it with the World Baseball Classic, but because pitchers are so fragile, you can't really duplicate that either. Like, you can't say, like, all right, Gerrit Cole, go out there and, like, try to pitch this one like it counts. You got the Yankees being like, we pay this guy $50 million a year to go out there and blow his arm out during a game against Mexico. Like, you can't really do it.
So, this is a good text. It's 617-779-7937. Why aren't we talking about the most important Boston sports news? Why did Keith injure McAvoy? It's a good.
I didn't touch him.
It's a good theory.
Nothing to do with it.
I'm going to say nothing about it.
Nope.
I don't think McAvoy is on the list of Keith's beefs. That'll be coming up on a Tier Tuesday.
No, he's not.
11:30. Mark that down. We got Curran at high noon. We'll get to Keith for Madness at 12:45. Thoughts on T. Higgins getting T-tagged in Cincinnati. And when we come back, more on the Four Nations. I gave my mea culpa yesterday. I can give it again. Despite players dropping like flies and the injury to Charlie McAvoy, the tournament's been awesome. USA predictably lost that game last night. We'll get into the matchup. How do USA and Canada top it? Can they top their matchup from over the weekend? That's next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.